afternoon. It's 3 o'clock and you are tuned to KTWO News in Juneau here on Thursday, the 15th of March, the year 2012. Jeff Brown with you here on a Juneau afternoon. Today we'll be talking to Christine Cranadonk about Saturday's Sham Jamski at the campus. We'll talk with Butch Allen about Saturday's Alaska Ocean Film Festival. Candice Bach, Program Director at the campus, will clue us in on upcoming events. And Anthony Turner will be giving us a rundown on art happenings in the capital city during Arts Up. At Writers on Manhattan Music and more today on a Juneau afternoon. The forecast for tonight, rain likely this evening, then snow likely later on. Forecast for Friday looks like snow and rain likely with accumulation of up to 1 inch expected.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. New numbers show that growth in revenue from Indian casinos in Wyoming has slowed compared to previous years. Wyoming Public Radio's Tristan Autone has more.
According to the Indian Gaming Industry Report, revenue from Indian gaming increased 39% in 2008, in 2009 10%, and only 1% in 2010, the most recent numbers. The report's author, Alan Meister, says the struggling economy is most likely to blame. However, with the Wind River Casino opening an attached 90-room hotel to its facility last week, Meister says future numbers could improve.
That would potentially lead for some future growth to the extent that that can bring people in from further distances away, get people to stay longer, spend more. That could definitely have a positive impact on the gaming revenue. But also, the other tribe, the Eastern Shoshone tribe, I understand, is considering a second casino. So that could lead to further growth as well.
Meister's report ranks Wyoming middle of the pack for growth among 28 other states that have Indian gaming and says that as the economy improves, gaming revenue across the nation should also see improvement. For National Native News, I'm Tristan Autone.
The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe has requested to enter into a gaming compact with Massachusetts. The tribe formally requested the compact Wednesday. It will set forth the regulatory structure for the tribe to develop and operate a destination resort casino in Taunton. The tribe says it has complied with state gaming law, including acquiring an option to purchase land, and has scheduled a referendum to allow city residents to vote on the project. The tribe and city officials have already begun discussions and say the casino would create jobs and boost the economy. Some Canadian First Nations are seeking a meeting with Iran. According to the Canadian press, former chief of the Rosu River First Nation, Terry Nelson, and other former and current chiefs are seeking the meeting. They met with officials in the Iranian embassy this week after a letter was sent to the country's president in February. The First Nations leaders from Manitoba would like to visit Iran to find support and investments for their nations, including for things like housing. A spokesman for Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister says the Aboriginal leaders are being used as pawns by the Iranian government, saying Iran is trying to distract the focus from its own human rights record. South Dakota begins its state high school boys basketball tournament today. One team from the Cheyenne River Reservation looks to be a bright spot in the lives of people living in the nation's poorest county. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
Zeebuck County, South Dakota has been named the poorest county in the U.S. with a per capita income well under federal poverty guidelines. This weekend, people in the county seat of Dupree have something to look forward to. The Dupree High School Tigers have made the state Class B basketball tournament. The Tigers have lost two games all year, both to nearby Faith, but Dupree beat the Faith Longhorns in the region final to qualify for the state tournament. Nate Widow is the leading scorer for Dupree, while his twin brother, Tate Widow, is a starter for the Tigers. Another team with several Native players comes from the border of the Pine Ridge Reservation. The White River team, also named Tigers, has lost once all year and finished second in the tournament a year ago. If both teams win first-round games today, they'll meet each other in the semifinals Friday night. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.
On this day in 1978, Congress returned Zuni Salt Lake to Zuni Pueblo in New Mexico. It's considered the home of Mach Oketsike, the Salt Lake Mother deity. The lake has also been used by the Pueblos of Acoma, Laguna, Hopi, Taos, and by Navajo and Apache tribes. The salt is used as seasoning and for ceremonial purposes. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Nathan Cummings Foundation.
Kiwanis is accepting reservations for the 17th Annual Alaska Native Art Auction. Proceeds benefit KNBA and Native Public Radio programming. Visit knba.org or call 907-793-3528 for reservations.
Every Alaskan can support causes and organizations they care about when they file for a permanent fund dividend. Use PIC, CLIC, GIVE when filing online for your PFD. With one donation at a time, good things will happen all over Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Time is 3:06 and you are tuned to KTOO News in Juneau here on a Juneau afternoon. Our first guest is Kristen Kranadoc from the Alaska Young Democrats, here to talk about our event going on next Saturday at 7 o'clock at the campus, Sham Jamski. Kristen, thank you very much for coming down to the station today.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff.
So what is a Sham Jamski?
It's this Saturday, so it's the day after tomorrow. And it's just an event we do every year. It's the Sham Jam, and this year it's a Big Lebowski theme. So we turned it into the Big Sham Jamski. But it's a way for us to, it's a fundraiser, basically. All the proceeds this year go to the Canvas, which is where the event is going to be held. And it's the biggest fundraiser I think we do every year.
Tell me about the Alaska Young Democrats.
It's mostly sessions going on right now, so there are a lot of young Democratic staffers in some of the offices in the Capitol, and this is just a way for them to get together, organize an event that helps the Juneau community.
And this is based on the movie The Great Lebowski?
The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski, sorry.
Yes.
I've seen it, but I can't remember the title of it.
Yep. Every year is a theme. Last year was Mad Men. I know the year before that it was Jersey Shore. So this year we picked the theme Big Lebowski.
So you're supposed to come dressed in a bathrobe?
You can come dressed in a bathrobe. It's a lot easier for guys, I think, to come up with costumes. The dude wears quite a few different outfits. There's some eclectic bowlers in the movie. It's you have to be a little bit more creative if you're going and you're a woman and you want to stay true to the movie. So we have some pretty creative people coming, thinking outside the box with how they're going to dress up. But you don't have to dress up. You can just come to enjoy a party.
Why does The Big Lebowski or movies like that become cult classics?
Because the dude abides. I think it's something that you either love or you I don't want to say hate, I think, but there's just something about a movie like The Big Lebowski that when some people see it, they just fall in love with some of the quotes and the acting's great, and it's just one of the movies that sticks with you and you remember.
So I understand you've watched it 728 times?
me, no.
But you have studied it.
I've watched it a few times. There are people that really impress me with their amount of knowledge on The Big Lebowski, and they blow me away. So they've got me beat.
It's happening this Saturday at 7 o'clock at the campus. What's going to be the order of events?
You will show up, and you will partake in some drinking, probably. It's $20 to get in. $25 at the door. You can get tickets right now by you can either get your tickets at the Capitol or you can call us. But I think we're almost sold out of tickets. But you can pay at the door. You come in at 7:00. But once you get in, it's an open bar. So you have to be 21 to go. But once you get there, you can drink for free. We'll have a live DJ. We'll have the costume contest. So the person who has the best Big Lebowski contest will win something. And there's some door prizes as well. And those are scattered throughout the evening.
How do you judge the costumes?
I should have found that out before I came down here. There is a whole committee that's just on door prizes and the costume contest. And so I believe they have set judges that will be doing it. But I probably should have asked that before I came down.
Ms. Jamski, it's 7 o'clock at the campus at downtown Juneau, put on by the Alaska Young Democrats. Anything you'd like to add? I might have forgotten to ask.
I just think it's a great place to start your St. Patrick's Day festivities. And again, all the proceeds go to the Canvas for the evening. So it's a great way to support the local community and have a good time at the same time.
And Kristen Kranadoc, thank you very much for coming down.
Thanks, Jeff. La 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 la
myself I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know that you are near. That's mine. He doesn't want to turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through the man in me.
Theme music for the Big Lebowski, the Lebowski or the Sham Jamski is happening this Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Canvas. It's a fundraiser for the Canvas put on by the Alaska Young Democrats. On the phone with me now is Butch Allen here to talk about the Alaska Ocean Film Festival, another one of the events going on this weekend. Butch, thank you very much for being on the air with us today.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for having us.
So this is a fundraiser?
It's just a not-for-profit, and all the money goes back into paying for the festival so we can keep touring. We're in our eighth year.
And how did you get started?
We started it with the Alaska Center for the Environment as a kind of way to get folks fired up about the ocean, so it's a little bit of everything, saltwater adventure, marine science, coastal cultures.
How do you pick the films?
We've got 9 films, a little bit of something for everyone. The longest film is 22 minutes, but they're all about 10 minutes long.
And how do you select them?
The films come from all over the world. We do share with, like, San Francisco Ocean Film Festival and Savannah Ocean Film Festival, but by and large, folks just, filmmakers in their first year of a film will send it on in and see if they can get some showing in Alaska.
This is all happening at the Gold Town Nickelodeon Theater this Saturday at 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 9:30.
That's it.
Want to give me a rundown of the films and a little bit about each one, please?
Sure. Monster Boards is coming to us out of Holland. It's got one part artist, all part surfer. He likes small wave surfing. It's a crack up. It's a funny one. Into the Deep with Elephant Seals is a kind of an educational look at this incredible comeback story of elephant seals coming out of California. Capture a Wave documentary looks at surf tourism and what folks are doing to do some good when they're down in Peru doing surfing. The Coral Gardener is a favorite. It's out of Tahiti, and it looks at, you hear a lot about coral bleaching, and this looks at what some folks are doing to actually grow their own coral to help out the reefs. Landscapes of the World's End, that's coming out of New Zealand. It's a pictage looking at both Antarctica and the Arctic. It's a beautiful shot. Eating the Ocean, which looks at the problem in French Polynesia of folks, A, moving away from their traditional diets, away from their fish, but B, some of the toxins in the ocean. So it's catch-22 they're trying to figure out. Birdathlon is a great one for the kids. Just a 4-minute look at a couple of Arctic seabirds. And Team Clark Goes Canoeing is another favorite. It's a canoe trip, 8 minutes, Valdez to Whittier. And this couple takes their 2- and 4-year-old on a 6-week canoe trip from Valdez to Whittier. It is something to see. And then finally, Majestic Plastic Bag. It is narrated by Academy Award winner Jeremy Irons, and it is a mockumentary that is hilarious.
So they range from serious movies to hilarious movies?
Yeah, a lot of range this year, that's for sure. We kept them short, so if you don't like one film, the next one's sure to get you.
And it's going to be shown this Saturday at the Gold Town Nickelodeon Theater at 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 9:30. Tell me a little bit about the Alaska Center for the Environment, if you could, please.
Oh, sure. We just had our 40th anniversary last year, and we're sort of the South Central-based version of what SEAC would be in Juneau, I guess. So we just we handle all things, whether it's ocean conservation issues or land-based, salmon health. We run the gamut, and recycling, you name it. We've been around for a long time.
The Alaska Ocean Film Festival happening on Saturday. Is this for all ages?
It is for all ages, absolutely.
All right, anything like that I might have forgotten to ask?
Oh, just like to thank the folks at the Jump Society, Oceana, and Juneau Arts and Humanities Council for helping get us to town.
All right, Butch Allen, thank you very much for talking on the air with me today.
Thanks, Jeff. You have a great one.
I'm 3:20 and you are tuned to KTOO News in Juneau here on a Juneau afternoon. Tune in to the Alaska Identity Project tonight at 7 o'clock for local host Adrian Lopez. We'll interview Dr. Kevin Crine, co-owner and lead guide for Alaska Powder Defense. And then in the second half of the show, she'll be talking with Katie Hurley, a member of the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame, for her dedication to public service for over 60 years in Alaska. It's coming up tonight at 7 o'clock on the Alaska Identity Project.
It's time for spring cleaning, time to go through your drawers and closets to pass along those LPs you've forgotten how to play, CDs you've transferred to your hard drive, and movies you've seen one too many times. Yes, it's time for the semi-annual K3 Radio Used Media Sale, scheduled for Saturday, March 31st at the KTOO building from 9 to noon. It's a chance to cleanse your surroundings and help public broadcasting at the same time. For more information, call Jeff Brown at 463-6425.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of March, 2012. It was on this date, 1985, the first internet domain name was registered, a company called Symbolics.com. Before the internet, there was ARPANET, which came online in 1969, a project of the Advanced Research Projects Agency, ARPANET, originally connected large computers at four universities in California and Utah. It was used by engineers, scientists, librarians. They brought in email in 1972, file sharing in 1973. Before the advent of the domain name, hosts were represented by their numerical address on a computer network, but those were hard to remember. So along came Symbolics.com in 1985. That year there were only six domain names, .coms. By 1992 there were fewer than 15,000. In 2010 there were 84 million. It's the birthday of the novelist Ben Okri, born in Minna, Nigeria, 1959, author of a collection of stories, Tales of Freedom, 3 years ago. Here's a poem for today by Timothy Walsh, At the Goodwill. Like crows tearing at roadkill, people rummage among the aisles and clothes bins, ransacking the discarded clutter of other lives for that special, undiscovered something. Beyond an army of tired shoes, you make your way to the back corner, where golf clubs by the hundreds jut from barrels, shafts and club heads jumbled helter-skelter. Nearby, old golf bags are piled like clumsy sea creatures dead upon the sand, splayed zippers and torn pockets full of old golf balls, crumpled scorecards, stubby pencils, and old tees. Some clubs are still caked with mud, remnant of the day they were last played, orphaned by the terse calling card of death, forgotten in basements or garages, long past the funeral, until they are dropped off, lifted from the trunks of cars with a pallbearer's decorum. Clubs, once cherished by men, magic implements to leverage the spirit, arcane as alchemists' weapons, Spalding synchro-dined top flight, lynx predator, golden ram, Wilson stratablock cup defender, McGregor oil-hardened chieftain, each club someone's personal Excalibur, elevating the soul with each dance-like swing, old woods maple and persimmon once lovingly cleaned and oiled, now grimy, cast off, seemingly dead. But if you close your eyes, you can feel something, a low hum, diffuse as starlight, all the accumulated shot concentration of decades, stored in the clubs like batteries, the fire of long-dead golfers still smoldering in the grips and club heads. Bring an armful home, scour them clean, rub lemon oil into the wood and mink oil onto the leather grips. Tomorrow, take them out on the course, send the ball flying with a satisfying crack of wood, the club in your hand, ecstatic as a blind man with restored sight. At the Goodwill, a poem by Timothy Walsh from Blue Lace Colander, published by Marsh River Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Put the fun in fundraising for Big Brothers Big Sisters during our 2012 Bowl for Kids Day.
Get your team together, collect your pledges, then come celebrate with us at our big bowling party on Saturday, April 7th. You'll be helping match more kids with Big Brothers and Big Sisters right here in Juneau. And you'll have a chance to win some great fundraising prizes.
Build a team.
Raise money.
Bowl together.
And change lives.
Sign up online at bbbsak.org/bowl or call 586-3350.
Time is 3:26 and you are tuned to KTUO News in Juneau here on a Juneau afternoon. Next guest is the Program Director for the Canvas Community Arts Studio, Kendra Schbach. Kendra is here to talk about various happenings and classes coming up in the Canvas Community Arts Studio. Kendra, thank you for coming down the station today.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, a little bit of background. You most recently were in Colorado, and then about 7 months today, you took over the job as the Program Director for the Canvas.
Yeah, actually, Director of the Canvas, yeah.
Tell me about it. Tell me about your background, if you could, please.
Sure. I was trained as an art therapist about 10 years ago, and I worked with kids doing art therapy for severely abused and neglected kids. And then I also worked in a community art studio down in Boulder, Colorado. And when this opportunity came up, it was a thrill, and here I am.
In what ways does art, help help the process of recovery?
In all kinds of ways. It helps us tolerate frustrating feelings because the process can be frustrating at times. Helps us connect with ourselves and be in the moment. It helps us see parts of ourselves that we might not be aware of. And also it empowers us because we have control over the world we're creating on the paper or with the clay. And then we see what we're capable of. It's reflected back to us.
What kind of things have you been doing at the Canvas in the past 7 months?
Oh, what kinds of things? Well, lots of really administrative stuff, lots of planning. Lots of learning about all the clients and learning about all the staff and what they can do. So it's been a busy, busy time.
How many clients?
About 35.
It must be a joy to work with people like that.
It is. There's wonderful people. See the world in a unique way and have so much to offer our community, especially through their art.
And offering things, as many of the things happening at the Canvas Community Art Studio. What's going on there now?
Oh, we got a little bit of everything coming up in the next couple of weeks for a little bit of everything for everybody. We have a kids camp coming up for spring break, a romp, stomp, and tell. We have a couple of a music art therapist and a dance movement therapist who are going to come up and lead that. We're going to do movement and music with kids and develop a narrative and a story and have a little performance at the end of the week for their parents or anybody else who wants to come at lunch on Friday. And that is March 19th. The 23rd, and 9 to noon, every day, Monday through Friday, next week for spring break. And that's $150 for that one. We have a creative arts therapy professional training that's happening on March 24th, and that's for special ed teachers, therapists, social services professionals, anybody who works with people who uses art. And a healing capacity, and it's a little bit of theory and a lot of hands-on practice. So you learn a lot about how to use music and movement and dance and art to help people heal and connect with themselves and better their brain functions. And we also have a fundraiser coming up on March 17th called the Big Sham Jamski, which is sponsored by the Young Democrats. It's $20 at the door, and the theme is The Big Lebowski. Do you remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be costume contest, trivia prize, door prizes, beer and wine with your ticket. It's $20 in advance and $25 at the door. Promises to be a lot of fun. DJs, dancing, Pie in the Sky will be open and have some delicious things to offer for a little while in the beginning. So, should be a lot of fun, and it supports a good cause, the Canvas.
I bet you when you moved up here, you didn't realize there would be a pie shop right next door to you.
I know, I didn't. And it's I found the best apple pie in the world right next door, and I have to have one almost every day. So,
one of the hazards of working at the campus.
It is one of the big hazards, that and really good, strong coffee.
So we've got a number of events. Is that all the events, or do you want to talk about a couple of the classes you're offering?
One of the classes we're offering is a creative immersion workshop. That's for adults in the evening, and that's dance, music, and art together. We'll pick a theme, and we'll explore it through all those different modalities, and you really, really deepen your creative process when you look at a theme from a lot of different creative endeavors and pursuits. So that's pretty cool. We also have a comics class coming up at the end of the month, March 31st, and that's actually part of a whole draw-on initiative that the Jack is sponsoring, and our participation is having a comics class, and that'll be taught by Avril Lavise, and that'll be a two-week thing. The whole draw-on national initiative goes on from March 24th to the April 7th, so we're participating by adding that in, and Jack has some other events planned as well. So that's pretty exciting. We also have one last national thing that we're doing. I just wanted to share with everybody who is an art teacher or is involved with the arts, doing art with kids. It's All Kids Can Create, and there's a call for art. It's going out to all the states, and it'll be shown in Washington, D.C. They'll select two pieces of art from every state. One done by a kid, typical kid, and one done by a child with disabilities. And if you're an art teacher who sends in artwork and your child, one of your classes is selected for that show, they'll send you $1,500 for art supplies. So that's an awesome thing. Great support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These classes are all going on the campus?
They are, in the next few weeks. And then we have a whole bunch of stuff for April, and I'll tell you, that'll be coming out. We have a calendar. Stop by. Pick it up.
If people need more information, is there a website you have?
We do. www.campusarts.org. And schedules are posted on there as well.
All right, Kendra Spock, the program director for the campus. Thank you very much for talking. Is there anything you'd like to add I might have forgotten to ask?
No, I don't think so. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate your time.
Coming up next, a little bit of music from the guest artists from the Alaska Folk Festival coming up, the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band.
Rich girl, she rides in a big Cadillac. Poor girl, she does the same. T-Model Ford, but she gets there just the same. She'll be coming round the mountain, charming Betsy. She'll be coming round the mountain, Coralie. And if I never see you again, good girl, remember me. Big feather bed. Poor girl, she does the same. My girl, she sleeps on a rug on the floor, but she snoozing just the same. She'll be coming round the mountain, charming Betsy. She'll be coming round the mountain, Coralie. And if I never see you again, good girl, remember me. The best perfume. Poor gal, she does the same. My gal don't wear no perfume, but talk, you can smell her just the same. She'll be coming round mountain, charming Betsy. She'll be coming round mountain, Coralie. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me. Thank you. Smith County Jail, but it's a brick house just the same. She'll be coming round the mountain, charming Betsy. She'll be coming round the mountain, Carly. And if I never see you again, good girl, remember me. If I never see you again, good girl, remember me.
Words are the world at Wushkina Dai Poetry Slam and Open Mic, Friday, March 16th at the Downtown Public Library. This is a monthly open mic and poetry slam open to writers and performers of all ages and abilities. Come share your poetry, songs, and talents, or just listen and cheer folks on. The open mic is open to any type of performance. Bring three original poems to compete in the slam, hosted by Nahan and Christy Nami Erickson, with DJ Manu on the turntables. Sign up at 6:15, show at 6:30.
group alias Ron Cavana.
Arts Up on K2 is supported in part by the Juno Artist Gallery, a cooperative featuring the work of over 25 local artists and artisans. The Juno Artist Gallery is open year-round, located downtown in the Senate Building.
Time is 3:43 and you are tuned to KTVO News on a Juno afternoon. Our next guest is Nancy DeJourney. Nancy, thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem at all.
We got a lot of things going on. Hope you're ready to take notes in shorthand. All right. Well, let's see. We have, the Gold Town is showing the artists this whole week, and it's pretty exciting. Sounds like a very interesting movie. Check their website, doesn't have it quite right, but basically it's 4 o'clock, like if you run over there now, and 7 today. It's on Friday from 4 to 7. On Saturday, it's at 4, 7, and 9:30, I think. Nope, it's at 2 and at 4. Two. It's only at two. See what I mean? It's confusing. Anyway, they are showing the artists, so check them out.
And for people who missed it, it's the one the Academy Award for Best Picture.
Yes, and it looks totally fascinating. Paula Poundstone is on tonight. The doors open at 6:30 over at Centennial Hall. The proceeds to this benefit this radio station, so be sure to check that out. The event begins at 8. This is being sponsored by Marlon Tini's, and you can get tickets at Marlon Tini's, at Hearthside Books, and at the door, but you're going to pay more at the door, so get them ahead of time. The library has been having open houses, the downtown library, lately, and they all sorts of interesting pieces of information. The one tonight at 6:30 is about e-books and e-readers, so if you've been interested in figuring out how to use e-books, stop in. It's free. It's Raisin in the Sun is running at Perseverance Theater all this weekend. Again, it's one of those things, folks. It's they're going to end on April 1st, so don't put it off. DJ Mano is over at Keto's Cave in Petersburg, in case you happen to be there for the weekend, because it's St. Patrick's Day. Who knew he was Irish? But there you have it.
Norwegian.
Huh?
Or Norwegian.
He's a Norwegian. There you have it. Okay. At 6:15 on Friday, it's the Wushkinade Poetry Slam and Open Mic. It's at the Downtown Library. Their theme this month is Rebellion. These poetry slams are really lots of fun, and lots of people are really having a great time with them. So check that out at the Downtown Library. There, people win prizes and stuff like that. The Fireside Lecture out at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center on Friday, 6:30 and 8 p.m., is Living Off the Grid, talking with Jay Beadle. He will be offering some information. He's a local photographer. And John Unzicker will be playing at the Baranoff Gold Room this weekend at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, classical guitar. As well on the theater department, the theater at Latitude 58, which is a brand new little theater. It's above the Urgent Care thing on Old Dairy Road, is doing a musical called Sunshine. You can get more information about this by calling 957-0534. I think it runs through this weekend. Friday and Saturday are your last opportunities to see that. Saturday at St. Patrick's Day. Everybody loves St. Patrick's Day, or at least they like the corned beef and cabbage. I'm not sure. At 3 o'clock, the Cycle Alaska is having a bike clinic on how to fix flat tires, and certainly is getting to be the weather for biking. So check that out. That's a free thing at 3. St. Patrick's Day family fun over at the Douglas Library. Liz Say will be telling stories. They'll have some green snacks and all sorts of stuff. That's free for families at the Douglas Library at 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock over at the T.K. McGuire's. It's St. Baldrick's Foundation fundraiser for cancer research and Team KXLL. Are you going to go bald?
I've got this big unfairly mole on my shoulders that it won't allow me to do that.
Okay, well then. I think it runs from, 4 to 7 or something like that over there?
I think doors open around noon, but people could get ready to be shorn.
Be shorn.
And
okay,
4 o'clock it actually happens.
All right. So
it's a wild scene from what I understand.
It's a wild scene. There's a lot of hair. And I know how Andy likes hair.
Hair of the gang's all here.
Yes. The Alaska Ocean Film Festival is at the Gold Town Nickelodeon on Saturday. It's 4, 7, and 9:30 p.m. That's why I was getting confused about when the artist was playing. But the Alaska Film Ocean Film Festival is over there on Saturday. It's the Girl Scouts are celebrating their 100th anniversary. It's amazing. They will be having a big whoop-de-doo thing over at the Jack at 6 p.m. You can get tickets at the Jack. You can get them from Girl Scout board members and family members. You must be 21 or over or with an adult to, or a parent or guardian to attend. They'll be singing camp songs, and I don't know, maybe they'll have s'mores. I have no idea, but it should be fun, and it's really nice to recognize them, all the work that the Girl Scouts have done over the years. Saturday night swing at the Rookery there. It starts at 6:30 and lessons until 8, and then there'll be open dance at 8. You also must be 21 or older to go there. It's got a $5 charge. More information, 209-4837. 7 o'clock, it's the Big Sham Jamski at the Canvas. You're supposed to come dressed as your favorite Big Lebowski character. It's a fundraiser for the Canvas. Tickets are $25 at the door. If you need more information, 414-807-3947. There's also the St. Patrick's Day Shriners Ball with Brickhouse Show Band at Centennial Hall. You can get tickets at Hearthside Books and online. This is a fundraiser for Shriners Hospitals, so don't miss that. Raisin in the Sun, Sunshine, and at 9 p.m., Chrome Forest out at the Sandbar, and they said they'll be having Irish corned beef as well, and there's no cover for that one out there. Sunday, gold medal begins. Gold medal basketball, everybody's favorite springtime event, because it means that spring break is happening for the kids, too. Usually the umpire has the layout of the basketball games in there. Monday, the Juneau School District spring break happens. There's lots of things for kids to do. Starting at 8 in the morning, there's a track and field day, which the Juneau Douglas High School and Thunder Mountain High School track and field teams are putting together. You can get more information about signing up for that at 321-5321. Sign-ups will be at the Riverbend Elementary. There's the Kids Spring Break Camp Romp, Stomp, and Tell at the Canvas. Call them at 586-1750. There's a climbing camp at the Rock Dump. And at 12:30 in the afternoon, the Juneau Explorers Week for kids ages 8 to 11 at the City Museum. And I think they still have a few openings. So they always do lots of fun things. They're 586-3572. 5 o'clock, we have one of our March Mondays at the Arts Council. We'll be talking about an online tool for people, artists who are interested in becoming public artists. If you're looking for calls for art or you're looking to post your portfolio, we'll be talking about how to do that. This is a nationwide tool, so that's free at 5 o'clock. Celebration is this year in June, and Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is looking for volunteers. They will be having a meeting at 5 o'clock at Centennial Hall, 586-9264 to get signed up for that. There's a writing group. All this weekend also, the Perseverance Theater is doing something they're calling the Landmarks Festival. They will be talking with Ishmael Hope on Monday at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, they'll be reading Flipzoids. On Wednesday, they will be reading The Road Weeps and The Well Runs Dry. You can get more information about that by calling Perseverance at 364-2421. It's happening in the second stage, and it looks like it's really fascinating. Wednesday is Kick Butts Day, so I hope all of you who are thinking about giving up cigarettes will do it on Wednesday. And that's pretty much it. It's kind of a slow day because we're all going to be at the basketball games. So there.
And you got an event coming up with the Barefoot Bluegrass Band.
Well, that's not for a couple of weeks yet. But, yes, we have Barefoot coming on April 4th. We have Thoros Dance Chicago coming on April 7th. But we also, at the end of the month, have the Poetry Out Loud statewide finals. The kids who, whatever student wins this one, gets to go to Washington, D.C. and compete as the state champion against all the other state champions for a $20,000 scholarship. It's a pretty big deal. And the event is it's free, and it's a really inspirational evening. It's on the 27th, and I really encourage people to come out for that if you like poetry, and even if you don't, because it's an amazing recitation. thing. What else have we got going on? I think they were looking for, people are looking for gardens for the garden tour, if you're interested in having your garden on the garden tour. And today feels like a day you could garden, perhaps. It's a nice day. Give the gardeners a call for that. What else we got going on? You have something coming up.
It's in Real Alaska Magazine.
April 1st, the third annual, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and you'll be signing your book at the Valley Hearthside Books on April 1st. Are you doing it in the afternoon or are you doing it in the evening?
1 to 3.
1 to 3 out on April 1st. No kidding, folks.
nothing but kidding.
Nothing but kidding. All right. That's all I have for you.
When do you start taking applications for the concerts in the park?
Very soon, as a matter of fact. I'll be posting those. And this year, I think, I'm considering, we also will have our Sunday market, and I'm thinking about having music at the market. So last year, a lot of times, Sunday at Savico was rainy, so we just moved the Sunday at Savico to the Jack, and we might just do that on a regular basis instead of trying to go over to Savico Park. We'll just have music at the market on Sunday afternoons, so we'll have that to sign up for. We've got scholarships and grant deadlines are coming up on April 1st. If you need information about the Fine Arts Scholarships, give us a call. Major grants are coming up. We need those in by April 16th. So there's a lot of things. It's a lot of things, little detail-y things like that.
Tell me a little bit more about the Public Artists Online Service.
This is something that was developed by the West staff. I never can remember what those things stand for, but it's the Western Arts something. It's an online tool where artists, like, say, maybe Arnie Weimer or somebody who likes to do big mural, public outdoor, public art kind of things. I think there's also indoor stuff. It's like airports and things like that. The calls for the artists, the RFPs, are posted on this. But it's also a place where the artists can upload a portfolio, put it all together, and easily apply for these sorts of things. And Sue Sloss from our office got some training on how to use this when she was at the ASCA convention up in Anchorage in January. So she's going to share that information with folks, which reminds me, we have our gallery applications are due on April 16th as well. And we have an online tool for that now, too. It's called Entry Thingy. And so if you have any questions about how to use that, you can call me because I figured that one out.
Good for you. Yeah. Anthony Turner, thank you for coming by. If people have questions about this, they could go to your website, www.jahc.org, or the KTOO website, ktoo.org, and find out more information.
Thank you.
And if you've got an event coming up, make sure you email the Arts Council and tell them all about it.
We'll see ya.
Era mondi per distanza, ai furgon, giù vigna rosso diritto, giù vigna corpura parata. Tendur di paloma, tu con sapadino, Wilson tu standur dande.
Ofa tu scettica.
Cattivi che con la navo, come stira la mia nomi, fa che con la brinda con mia nomi, se nomi. Cattivi che con la navo, come stira la mia nomi, fa che con la brinda con mia nomi, se sembra appena sagrado, cachéu da silva, da mi gêmea, era de Cobiana, ué. Um palito, lembra appena sagrado, cachéu da silva, da mi gêmea, era de Cobiana. Cimento, chega cimento na terra branca. E daqui se lê cimento, né? Respeito de Dio Guiné, tem? Ué, respeito de Dio Guiné.
Manega.
Chega cimento, chega cimento, chega cimento.
minha nome, respeito de respeito de Dio Guinente, respeito de Dio Guinente,
Time is 3:57 and you are tuned to KTUO News in Juneau. We broadcast at 104.3 FM in downtown Juneau and Douglas. KTUO also broadcasts on these translators. In Valley and Auk Bay Area, tuned to K276 AF at 103.1. In Lemon and Switzer Creek, K269 AO at 101.7. Gustavus listens on K201 AM 88.1. K220 BT serves Hunet 91.9. In Excursion Inlet and Icy Strait, you can hear KTUO on K210 AS 89.9. Also live online at www.ktuo.org. Tune into the Alaska Identity Project tonight at 7 o'clock. Host Adrian Lopez will interview Dr. Kevin Krein, co-owner and lead guide for the Alaska Powder Defense Folks. Then in the second half of the show, she'll be talking with Katie Hurley, a member of the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame for dedication to public service for over 60 years in Alaska. It's coming up on the Alaska Identity Project tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock here on KTUO News. Tomorrow 3 on a Juneau afternoon, Pat Moore will be your host. We'll get a preview of Saturday night's Shiner's Ball with guest Lee Witt of the Brickhouse Band. With a preview of the tomorrow night's Fireside Lecture, and Nancy Davis and Laura Dameron will be here to highlight an upcoming series of workshops on guidance through grief. Ed Writers on Manic Music and more tomorrow at 3 on a Juneau afternoon. With the forecast for tonight, rain and snow showers likely with snow accumulation up to 1 inch expected, low temperatures around 30 degrees, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Forecast for Friday, rain and snow showers likely in the morning, then rain showers likely in the afternoon with about 1 inch of snow expected. High temperatures around 39 degrees. Forecast for Friday night, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain in the evening and a chance of snow later on. Low temperatures around 29 degrees. And forecast for Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of snow and rain. High temperatures around 39 degrees. And looking forward to Sunday, mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures around 39 degrees. Coming up next is All Things Considered. Thank you for tuning in to Juneau Afternoon today and have a great evening.